I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week. Every fucking week.
She's 67.
67 years old. Well, all I gotta say is that from all of us here to all of... What the fuck? From all of us here to all of you there... There's no way. There's no way that doesn't make it to a fatty show.
Say. Well, especially when you call attention to it.
Literally just one the fucking slip of a finger here and whatever. Meanwhile, Larry Vader's over there like going, oh, no, they don't know how what they're doing. They're like, and he's got like steam-powered equipment, like steam-powered equipment. He doesn't have like a MIDI board all lit up in front of him that he has to like cycle through and pick the right sound effects so that he can
Where's play he playing them from? Like a speaking spell or something?
So. I think It is. You know, you pull the thing. Happy birthday.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
What the fuck? There's no way. There's no way that doesn't make it to a fatty show.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4671 of the BFO for Monday, the 5th of January, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend, which included... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. Big Fatty, is that like the Grin Doctor? No, not that kind of grinder. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's the first Monday of the new year, and for many of you, you are going back to the old daily grind. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the old daily grind. The only grinding you do is... Your coffee in the morning when you get up and push the button and you go.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Dear Gussie, y'all today. Today, the 5th of January, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person several times. Don't remember how many, but I know it was at least two. I say two. It may have been even more than that. Out at that Pride 48 in Los... Yeah, I didn't get my nippin' nap on Sunday. That Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages, y'all, a longtime supporter of the little show and lots of little shows. Y'all, if I remember correctly, at one time he lived out there in the Walnut Hills, home of the old gal and Myron. Y'all, by the way, they've evidently been getting lots of rain out there in the California. Hey, Big Fatty, that crying baby is probably happy. It's true. Like I say, met him at the Pride 48. Y'all, he is best known as the Good Humor Penguin. Big Fatty, that means it could only be the Good Humor Penguin. Yes, but his real name is the one and only Michael Fine. Big Fatty, we love Michael Fine. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Michael Fine, the Good Humor Penguin, on the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he joins the ham map and gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fall Right little show. Y'all spent most of New Year's Day just relaxing and watching the sports ball, and can't recall anything of importance happening on Thursday night. Y'all, the Fall Right. Y'all, I got up and, y'all, all day long, I had kind of a dull headache. I don't know why. I don't know if I just didn't sleep right or what, but anyway, just had kind of a dull headache, but, it went away, and y'all, most of my day on Fall Right, was spent, either nipple walking, or getting all of my crema. That's a new bag solid. It's orange and sesame chop solid. And y'all, it's quite good. But anyway, I got all of my storage containers out of the storage area here at the villa. Y'all, probably takes me about 20 trips to get all of the individual things out, I didn't really start taking anything down or anything. I just got it all moved onto the back porch, because y'all, on Saturday, we were supposed to be getting the rain, but Granny and Durwood and the Nip, they all stopped by on Friday night, and y'all, we had New Year's Eve leftovers, and they all it was a nice little get together. Durwood kind of had a headache on Fall Right evening as well, but everybody we had a nice visit, and then everybody made to-go containers, and y'all, I wanted all that stuff out of my house. Get it out. And so y'all, it was gone. It was gone when they left. There were a few, I did keep a little bit of my bacon and horseradish dip. And what else? I had a few little ham biscuits and a few little pieces of chicken, I think. that I kept for myself, and but y'all, it was a nice evening, and I'm glad. I think everybody was glad to be able to come back on for right, time to enjoy the good snackettes from New Year's Eve. Y'all got up on Saturday, and indeed, the rain came down.
It rained, and it rained, and it rained.
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
And y'all, since I had my containers on the back porch of the villa, I brought in the containers for the crema tree and the indoor decorations. Now, I took down the crema tree on Saturday, and packed up wash like the crema towels and things like that from the bathroom and the kitchen and everything. So I got all of those things done, and everything just taken care of there. Put away the little knickknacks that are in each room. Got them all kind of squared away. Took down my garlands and things like that, and my little, my new little candle lanterns that I got this year. And anyway, I mainly just did the tree and those kinds of things on Saturday, because y'all, before I started all that, y'all, I hopped in Earl Grey, and I was off. I was off to the music El Hospitalo, where Brandon, he's in new accommodations, and he's out of the ICU. A big fatty ICU too, he's in the organ meats ward now. Yes, big fatty, save the liver, don't throw it away, and. So, y'all, I went down and spent about an hour with him, and Alex was going back up to Carolina Cheese and Provisions. I don't know if he was working. All I know is he was moving some paninis. No, big fatty. Those the drums are not paninis. Oh no, those are the temporary paninis. Yes, big fatty, temporary paninis. And and I think he was going to play the Panama or the organ. And y'all, after I left the music El Hospitalo, Benny, you can't even talk. It's true. Y'all, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Benny. Hear that? Yes, Big Benny, we hear it. We hear it, y'all. The Von's East started new specials on Friday. Y'all, I went through the circular, and there were some things that were on sale that I decided I would go get. Y'all, they have the good Vanity Fire paper napkins that I like. Buy one, get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the roasted chicken, frozen chicken bites. It's in the green package, J&B or something like that. And y'all, they're real good. They were buy one, get one free, so I got a thing of that. I got Pick Me Up an Onion. Got a couple of those orange sesame chopped solid kits. Y'all, they have the yellow rice packages. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Picked up a can of the crushed tomatoes. Gonna make some Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Y'all, they have the good Green Giant antioxidant blend frozen vegetables. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Picked up another jug of the pickle juice. Y'all, they had the General Mills cereals on sale. Y'all, I don't eat a lot of cereal. Every once in a while, I get an urge for some. But y'all, they had one that it was a mixture of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and lemon flavored Cheerios, and that just sounded, I don't know why that sounded good to me. It doesn't sound nearly as good right now as I tell you that. So I got that. It was buy one, get one free. I figured $3, I can handle that. Y'all, they had the good horseradish cheddar cheese on sale, and they had a smoked gouda with bacon cheese also on sale. Yes, Big Fatty, Lurie Warbucks will be thrilled. Y'all, they had the good Von's East pancetta, diced pancetta on sale, so I picked up a couple of packages of those. Y'all, I spent $49.75, but I saved $29.07. Yes, Big Fatty, first coupon of the new year. I got home and put away my provisions in the larder, and y'all. Then I started taking the ointments off the Stow and Grow crema tree, and y'all. I hadn't watched the Linoleum. You know, it's that quiz program with that Rob Lowe. I hadn't watched any of the episodes this season, but I recorded them all and I started watching. Y'all, it really is a good show. And so I think I've gotten through four or five of the episodes, and y'all, I'm enjoying it. And it was nice to be able to have something different on other than the sports ball. And so I watched that while I was kind of putting things away. Y'all, a quiet evening here in Fat Acres. I slept okay. Big Fatty, is Whitman Tinker sneaking in? I don't know what's going on, but I think maybe I need a hair. Maybe I need my hairs cut. Big Fatty, you always sleep better with a haircut. It's true. Y'all, on Sunday, because it had rained, y'all, and we got over an inch of rain on Saturday. And y'all, we needed it terribly. I got out on Sunday morning and I took down all of my outdoor decorations, and I haven't packed them up yet, but they're all on the back porch to go into the bins and tubs for the outdoor decoration. I'm trying to kind of reorganize things as I go through it all, but I've gotten all the indoor decorations down except for the naughty tree and the lime and chamber decorations. But they're coming down on Sunday night. Y'all, I had ordered back in December a revolving, I think I told you about this, a revolving crema tree stand. And y'all, it came on Sunday. And so I put the naughty tree in the revolving stand. Y'all, it's going to work perfect. Just perfect, I tell you. And I can turn it. It can turn constantly, or it can be totally off. Turn constantly with the crema lights on it, or it can be totally off. Or it can be, the crema lights can be on and it not be turning. So I like those options. And so I tried it out, y'all. Perfect. Just absolutely perfect. But I wanted to try that out before I put away the naughty tree and all. But I'll be handling that on Sunday evening. Y'all, Sunday afternoon, I've just finished recording the LFC with old Vader. You know, he's off to Lost Wages for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, that's on for right. You might want to send him a message or something saying, you're fat. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was one thing on the Ruination. Y'all is talking about how everybody would end their messages to Big Fatty with, you're fat. Big Fatty, now they say, thank you for calling. Well, you know, both work. Yes, Big Fatty, and you're fat. Oh, dear, Gussie. So, y'all, you're fat? Or, I think Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, still says that. Yes, Big Fatty, of course. He's an old-timer. Sure, speaking of old-timer, y'all, speaking of old-timers, y'all, the leather weather weekend is coming together. Y'all, I couldn't find all the supplies and everything. Y'all, I was looking in a certain kind of box. Y'all, I had so much stuff. I moved it to a larger box, and I found it. I found it on Sunday, so leather weather will indeed happen. Yes, Big Fatty, with a special guest. Y'all, I'll have to wait and tell you about who's coming on tomorrow's little show. But y'all, to help me out with a clue, y'all, Daniel Bieber, can you tell us who's going to be the special guest?
What the fuck? There's no way. There's no way that doesn't make it to a Fatty show.
Oh, yes. We're waiting for you to help name who the surprise guest at Leather Weather is.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.